International Week 1993 was created and implemented in a five-month period. And this part of International Week, where we have our keynote speaker, Elder Kikuchi, is an important piece of the entire program. Just brings the spiritual aspect of the whole week. And we're very glad to have him here today with us. Elder Yoshihiko Kikuchi was called to the First Quorum of the 70 of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on October 1, 1977. Born July 25, 1941, in Hokkaido, Japan, Elder Kikuchi is the only native-born Japanese among the Church's general authorities. Currently, he serves in the presidency of the North American Northeast area and as an assistant executive director of the Missionary Department. Previously, he served in the presidencies of the North America Northwest and the Utah North areas as president of the Hawaii Honolulu Mission, executive director of the Temple Department, and executive administrator of the Greener, Murray, and the Japan-Korea areas. Elder Kikuchi attended Shimizugaoka High School in Muran and graduated in 1968 from Tokyo Asia University with a degree in business psychology and management. While attending the university, he began selling kitchen utensils for Renaware Distributors Company. Later, he was promoted to division, district, and finally regional manager for the entire Japan area. He served 30 months as a missionary for the church in the Northern Far East Mission and later completed a one-year church building mission there as well. Other church responsibilities have included service as president of the Tokyo West Branch, counselor to the president of the Japan Tokyo Mission and Tokyo Japan Stake, and later as president of the Tokyo Japan Stake. He is married to the former Toshiko Koshiya of Hokkaido, Japan. They have four children. I would like to present Elder Kikuchi.
It's an honor for me to stand before you, the great young people from all over the world, and then particularly here in the campus that many of you serve as missionaries, and now that trying to excel academic part of your life and then preparation for great future embarkation of your life. I hope and pray that the Spirit of the Lord to be with me, that I might be able to communicate with you. And this time I would like to talk about this international, the committee of this campus picked the theme of the hand-in-hand and breaking the barriers. I'd like to focus on that expression, the barriers. Sometime that as we use those words, and we use as a culture barrier, language barrier, and trade barrier, and so on. More than any other time in the history of the world, that we must mutually understand and respect and honor each other and their views and values and positions, cultures and their possessions, manners and customs and heritage, and particularly that history, in spite of the creed and color and its shape and origin and nationality. Every day we learn the new things of the world. The world is becoming as a human family, one. Airplanes transport us to various countries and the regions. And even those who are politically oppressed people seeking now particularly for the truth and happiness. Many countries, the political structures has been destroyed, and the freedom. TV and the radio satellite dishes, the video and the fax machines virtually help the young people to comprehend the true pictures of the freedom and gain a great understanding and how human life can be changed at beginning to seek the freedom. Deep inside, in their hearts, everyone is seeking true joy and happiness, particularly the family value. In spite of differences in environment and culture, and our religion and political pattern of values, and then this great driving force of the happiness and joy causing them to search their souls and asking, it is okay what we live. Do we have the right things in our lives? These are the questions. They're seeking to come to the promised land, particularly to this nation, a choice land above all other land, the prophet said, to embrace the freedom and opportunity because of they cannot enjoy in their homelands. As we associate with these multicultural ethnic people, we have a tendency to misunderstand their views and values and indifferences. We sometimes misjudge only because we only partially understand their background. That creates more difficult a conflict, and it's not helpful to our society. We now see the great turmoil and anger, pain, hunger, suffering, and hate, jealous, and dishonesty in our society. This evil creates injustice, inequality, and pride, confusion, fighting, and also the war. These negative circumstances leads to human tragedies, and certainly an uneasiness and afflictions and anguish, prejudice and misunderstanding, and the wrong feelings bring more misery to the human family. Even in this civilized society, that sometimes this hate and anger causes us to lose human dignity and the values we see sometime in the TVs. When the people maintain this distress and discomfort and sadness and misery, eventually lose their perception of life. We must continue to break down these barriers and the barricades. We must bring down the barriers of the culture and the misunderstanding and the misconception. We must break down the spiritual Berlin walls, what I call, within us. In order to break all these kind of barriers, I would like to suggest three simple things. First, the God made all the nations and is now gathering under his wind. Number two, the best prescription is to implement the Savior's teachings. Number three, the love of God is already in the souls in the human family. The first, God made all the nations, is under now, gathering it under his wind. All the nations are one blood. And the Bible said, hath made of one blood of all nations. And the sons of Noah, of them was a whole earth spread, and also divided into the lands every one after this language. Truly the Lord has scattered among all the nations. You can see the Lord grant unto all the nation of their own nations and tongues, and in God's eyes he made a whole nations. They are all his children, regardless of their color and nationalities, creed and background. In order to bless our human family, God made these nations, and also its process now, that God is selecting the most faithful servants in olden time, Abraham, to bless his seeds. I will make of these great nation, and he said, a nation mightier and a greater. These covenant of the Lord shall be scattered among all the nations of the earth, Why does have he says so much desire to bless the human family? And because by his redeeming grace, redeeming love, he loves us. He wants to come back to his presence. And he said, I have engraven thee upon the palms of my hands. The house of Israel will be gathered upon all the face of the earth, among all the nations. It's now a process. As you read the Book of Mormon, it explains so precisely, the covenant of people and also adopted people, how and why they were scattered among all the nations and why they are now coming back. Understanding of this gathering of Israel is true understanding of the breaking the barriers of the human family. They will be one in the Lord. The Spirit of God will be united, the kingdom, kindreds, and tongues of people. This is the ultimate breaking of the barriers of the human family. Long before the Lord promised to Abraham, in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth shall be blessed by me. Isaiah saw, set up the ensign for the nations. Behold, I will lift up mine hands to the Gentile and set up my standards to the people. Zephaniah, the prophet of Judah, said and saw the will of the Lord. My determination is to gather the nations. Joel, the prophet of Israel, also saw, I will also gather all the nations. Zechariah, many nations shall be joined in the Lord in his due time. King David, all the nation whom thou hast made shall come and worship thee. John the Revelator saw the most expression about the angel Moroni to preach unto that dwell on the earth and every nation and a kingdom, kindred and tongue, the people. On this light, Brigham Young, this is a day, a time of times. This is a fullness of time in which all things that are Christ are to be gathered in one. This is momentous period. Of course, Brigham Young, name after this school, name after this great prophet. Vision of Jeremiah from Judah. All the nations shall serve him and his son, Daniel. All people, the nations, and the language should serve him. And this ensign, the gospel standard, only can exalt their own nation. As Solomon expressed very wisely, righteousness exalteth a nation. In this light, the Lord's commitment to us is so beautifully expressed. By his mercy is so beautiful. Can a woman forget a suckling child that she should not compassion on her son, her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee? No. Joseph Smith, the prophet, when the Lord rebukes the nations, when he shall rule them with a rod of iron, break them to pieces in potter's vessels. That great image, the King Nebuchadnezzar dream, his feet, part of the iron, part of the clay, was smashed, a stone was cut off without hands. Brothers and sisters, I testify to you humbly today, our Father in heaven himself is ushering in the last dispensation of this glorious, glorious gospel. and accompanied his beloved son, Jesus Christ, to appear to boy Joseph. Therefore, I humbly testify that Joseph Smith saw Father and the Son. I testify to you that he is the prophet and living oracle. I testify to you that Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, this great institution, is a kingdom of our Father in heaven, shall never, Daniel said, be destroyed, and it stand forever. On this said, Brigham Young continually, the Savior will dictate this kingdom through his apostles and prophets until all heathen nation are virtually redeemed by ordinances that effect redemption, that they may inherit the kingdom that is prepared for them. I consider, said President John Tater, they are going forth to take part in one of the greatest works ever committed to the human family. He continued, whatever their feelings may be, they go forth as an angel of mercy, bearing the precious seed of the gospel. And it shall be, and ye shall be, the means of bringing many from darkness of light, from error and a superstition of life and light and truth and intelligence. Finally, John Tater continually said and testified, exaltation in the celestial kingdom to our God. Again, Brigham Young expressed important point on this light. The time will come when every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow to Savior. Through the people may believe what they will regard in the religion. Now the supper, the Brigham Young said, supper of the house of the Lord is beginning to start, is being given unto all the nation through our missionary work, that supper, unto which all the nation shall be invited. Brothers and sisters, as we partake this supper of the Lord, I firmly believe that the nations and also throughout the world, and entire in our hearts, the prejudice and the barriers will be eliminated and disappeared. The King Benjamin bore his solemn witness to us through repentance and the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said, send his holy prophets to declare, thereby whosoever should believe in that Christ might receive the remission of their sins and rejoice with exceedingly great joy. There shall be no other name given, nor any other way, nor means whereby salvation can come unto the children of man, only in and through the name of Jesus Christ. So I humbly stand and echo to his voice today, my dear brothers and sisters. I humbly witness to you, there is the only name, even that Jesus Christ is the only source whereby we may receive true joy and true happiness, true exaltation, wherever they may be and wherever they coming from and which country they're from. Because of his redeeming love, because of his redeeming grace, you and I, as we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, I can break true barrier of our lives because of the Lord's sin. If he continued in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and truth shall make you free. Truth shall you make you free. Second point, the best prescription to bury our barricade or barriers in our lives to implement the Savior's teaching. I believe these are the most powerful spiritual prescription to our lives and to break the spiritual Berlin walls or iron curtains or bamboo curtains in our lives. As we believe his golden rules, as we listen and find in himself, in him, the most practical way to break the barriers of unkindness and misunderstanding and tragedies of life. Let's review a few words of the Lord. The Lord said, "Blessed are the poor in the spirit." What would you remind? I feel the humility. Humility is a quality to break the barriers. Could I just continually? Blessed are the meek. Oh, beautiful meekness is God's beautiful quality, the greatest attribute. Blessed are they which do hunger and the thirst for the righteousness. As all the people of the world, as they start seeking the hunger and the thirst for the righteous teachings of our Savior, world will be blessed. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are pure in heart. And the people will be touched by your pure spirit. Blessed are the peacemaker. What a beautiful quality to break the barriers. Blessed are they which are persecuted for the righteous sake. Ye are the salt of the earth. Oh, I hope and pray that the may we, you and I, will be the virtually real salt of this earth. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not anger. Anger builds more barriers. Do not say raka, and the Japanese say baka. Raka means you are stupid, you are a fool. Builds more walls, the more thick Berlin walls between us. Do not say thou fool, the Savior said. Build small walls. In your brothers is against you, before you bring thy gift to the altar, the Lord said, which is your prayer, you must be reconciled. This is a beautiful way to resolve. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Do not look upon the woman for the rusty mind. Do not offend thy eye and the hand. And a warning on the divorce from the Savior. And then the warning on the light-mindedness. Be careful what you say, the Lord. Whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheeks, turn to him, to the other also. Great barrier breaker, isn't it? If any man will seek thee, take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. If I can continue his teaching, such as love thy neighbor, that's the break the barrier. Love thy enemy, that's also the beautiful attributes of the break of our barriers. Bless them that persecute you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them, despitely use you. If we can apply these medicines, spiritual, celestial medication to our lives, oh, what a great, great barriers we can break. The Lord said, be perfect. Learn to pray. Forgive the trespass of others. What a great attribute. And so on. Now, as you continue to learn the Savior's greatest, most practical, powerful prescription, these are the teachings of 2,000 years ago, but I feel it is applicable in our lives and my life. Number three, understand that the love of God is already in the souls of the human family. We just passed the beautiful Christmas season and celebrate the birth of the Savior. You recall the Nephi of old, the fourth son of Lehi, who left the Jerusalem with his family, wanting to see. He must be around 16 years old, which father has seen. An angel one day took him to the high exceeding mountain. The angel said, what desirest thou? He, Nephi, said, I want to see the Father, which Father has seen. Angel said, do you believe all those things which your Father has seen? He said, yes. Angel starts showing the beautiful tree, the tree of life. Its sweetness, whiteness, was beyond the description. He partook and tasted, and he overwhelmed. Nephi's joy was inexpressible joy. The angel wanted to explain to him the true meaning of that tree. Then he showed him the city of Jerusalem and Jerusalem and in Nazareth. Beautiful young lady was walking and carrying the beautiful baby. An angel said, behold the virgin whom thou seest is the mother of Son of God. And then the angel said, behold the Lamb of God, yea, even the Son of the Eternal Father. Then the angel asked, knowest thou the meaning of the tree which thy father has seen? Smart as he was, the Nephi was said, yea, it is the love of God which sheddeth itself abroad in the hearts of the children of men. Wherefore, it is the most desirable of all things. Can you note yourself the very, very important expression of Nephi? The love of God, which already, quote, sheddeth itself abroad in the hearts of the children of men, close quote, to those who come and came to this world, wherever they may be. That love of God already sheddeth itself for you and me in our vein. Nephi continued, it is the most desirable of all things. In other words, this love of God is the most desirable in the Pakistanis, Iranians, the people from Russia, people from Philippines, people from everywhere, desirable above all the fruits, Lehi, Father said. This is the greatest gift from God, and it fills our souls. Moroni expressed, the Spirit of Christ is giving every man and the ladies. All things which are good come from God. All things which are good come from Christ, Moroni also expressed. No wonder when Angel heard the statement from Nephi. Yea, Angel said, the most joyous to soul. Father Lehi continued also, I knew that it was desirable above all other fruits for all of us, people of the world, wherever the background they might be, have when they come and to this world to know, to feel, to partake this fruit, they will be filled in the most because to joyous to their souls. My brothers and sisters, I testify to you that as we face the people of the world, any nationalities, the people, creed, color, this love of God, there are no unspeakable barriers. We can break that unbreakable, I should say, the barriers by this love of God. Because the Spirit of God will touch our lives and we understand each other and we can both edify, rejoice together in Christ. How can we nourish this? How can we nourish this power? Nephi's vision can help us to cultivate this love of God, the ways and means we can cultivate. The iron rod which my father has seen, the Nephi said, was the word of God, which led to the fountains of living water, or tree of life, which waters are representation of love of God. And I also beheld that tree of life was a representation of love of God. My strong, strong recommendation for you and me is to drink daily, particularly in the morning. That fountains of living water, then partake that celestial fruit. Because I served in Hawaii, I love to eat mango or papaya. That celestial fruit, I call it, is celestial mango, celestial papaya, is a tree of life. As we partake daily, then we can nourish that celestial water and a fruit to our souls, to our vein, which is the love of God. Then, when you partake this love of God, nurtured every day, we can break that barrier within us, even the walls of Berlin and the walls of prejudice, the walls of misunderstanding. At the conclusion, my dear brothers and sisters, to illustrate what I want to describe, those 3 points 37 years ago, after the war, young man from Idaho farmland, the San Anthony boy, crossed the plain by train from Salt Lake to Harvard, San Francisco. From there to cross the big water pond called Pacific. And then to arrive at Harvard, Yokohama. After a few months, he was transferred to northern part of Japan. After many months, without any success, it was a day of P-Day, the missionary call, personal preparation day, in a cold winter morning, early day. He was speaking to companion, though today is a P-Day, can we go knocking the doors? Reply from companion, being a junior companion, door knocking on Monday? They agree because junior companion has no choice. After breakfast, they knocked and knocked all day. Evening dawn. Because since the P-Day, they felt they should go home. However, there was in that vicinity young boy, the lost father. During the World War II, became so poor, couldn't go to senior high after graduate from junior high. Then went on to the work. An evening, he went to part-time senior high. Gets up 4:30, work until 12. 12:30 to 6. At the 6, change, washed, eat. Ran for the 7 o'clock school. 11 o'clock he came and jumped into the bed and gets up. He lost his health. He was hospitalized and he was losing his health and dying. He was not a LDS boy, but he knew something great up here, up there. God, are you there? If thou art, save my life, boy said. Miraculously, after a few weeks, he left the hospital and is staying in uncle's grandmother's home in order to recuperate. That particular day, Idaho young man was knocking that same vicinity. My dear brothers and sisters, they were heading the bus stop to catch the bus. The spirit whispered to, and he turned around and started knocking second time, the same vicinity. Knocked this boy's door, no one in home except the boy. The missionary knocked the door, boy answered the door. The boy said, I don't like you, Americans. You killed my father. I don't blame that little boy. Because he didn't know what was the cause of the war. Missionary took off his gentleman hat, those days missionary wore those hats, and placed right on heart, looking down the little boy. How old are you, young man? The young man answered, what's got to do my age? Didn't I say leave? The missionary said humbly, we have a message. A boy just like you saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Do you still refuse us? A few days ago, he was begging. He just couldn't refuse. And he let them come in. My dear brothers and sisters, many of you serve as a missionaries. And this is nothing new stories to you. This boy every day requested the missionaries to come and teach. He was only 15 years old. Was he too young to baptize by missionaries? This little boy, after 14 days, he was baptized. Missionary, consequently, transferred. And many, many years later, this little boy saw the same missionary and told him how much he loved him. And this little boy is a story of Brother Kikuchi. I almost missed that day. That short few minutes changed my life, my perception, my barrier, and I found in the gospel is all the solution, because the love of God cures all the disease of the world. May we, as we study, secular study, in this most glorious institution, may we not forget to cultivate that power which I leave with you. I know God lives. I know that Jesus is the Christ. I know that he lives. This is his church. President Benson, he is the prophet of God. God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.